Well, New Jersey-based pharmaceutical company Merck plans to lay off 8,500 workers as the company faces stiffer competition from generic drug makers. And that's on top of the 7,500 job cuts announced earlier. It means that Merck will be cutting about 20% of its workers. Joining us now to talk about what's going on at Merck is Ed Silverman. He writes about the pharmaceutical industry for PharmaLot. Good morning, Ed.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. So, you know, the company's facing stronger competition from generic drug makers. Can you expand on that? Where are they getting most of that pressure from?
Well, there's pressure from a lot of different areas, and they're not unlike other big drug makers, for better or worse. They have patents expiring on big sellers, and that means lower-cost generic versions become available. That deflates revenue. And at the same time, there's a lot of pressure for what's called reimbursement rates, the amount that payers, whether it's a government agency or private insurers, will agree to reimburse the company for its drugs.
You know, the pharmaceutical industry used to be a huge part of New Jersey's economy. What does this layoff, what do these layoffs mean for the New Jersey pharmaceutical industry?
Well, to a certain extent, they're playing musical chairs with their facilities located around New Jersey. They're moving headquarters from one part of the state to another part of the state. They'll also be moving different divisions located in yet a third part to other unnamed parts. But some of these jobs, some of these units will be shifted to Pennsylvania. So at the end of the day, there'll probably be net fewer jobs in the state, and obviously that means less revenue for the state economy, and that's going to trickle down, of course, over time.
Do we have any sense of real numbers as far as how many of these layoffs will be in New Jersey, or you know how the state economy will be affected?
They haven't been that specific. They simply said yesterday that about 8,500 jobs overall will be eliminated. But you can imagine that a fair amount of those will be from New Jersey. However, I should also say that they have facilities in nearby Pennsylvania that are also being affected, and a big part of their cutbacks involved their sales and marketing budget, and that will affect sales reps who are located around different parts of the country.
Ed Silverman writes about the pharmaceutical industry for PharmaLot. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.